This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So let's get into the story about the Ehlanzeni district in Mpumalanga. They have the third highest teen pregnancy rate in the country. This was revealed by the Department of Health. They engaged youth in Acorn Hook, and according to Health MEC Sasekane Manzini, the rate of teenage pregnancy is very alarming. We speak now to Mpumalanga Health Department Deputy Director for Women's Health, William Ndambo, and you can call in as well on 0861987000. William, thank you very much for your time. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Thank you, Babi. Thanks for having us.
So maybe we start with this engagement with youth in Acorn Hook. What was the purpose of it and how was it conducted? And then perhaps we'll get into what some of the results revealed.
Well, the engagement with young people from Acorn Hook last week on Friday, the 22nd of March, by our MEC for Health, Ms. Sasekane Manzini, was basically to raise awareness and educate young people about issues that relate to teenage pregnancy, and to really encourage them to focus on their education, spend more time on education so that they can actually improve their families and their future.
Absolutely. So what are the numbers of teenage pregnancy in Mpumalanga?
Well, the numbers vary from district to district. Mm-hmm. For instance, your Mpumalanga has about three districts. So for Hepzibande, it's about 501. And Kangala has about 348, and Ehlanzeni has 929. Actually, I'm giving you figures, Papi, for the last quarter, for January to March this year, January to March. Mm. So in total, you can actually see that the entire province, we're sitting at 1,778 teenagers that are actually falling pregnant, but the highest being in Nkomazi, a sub-district, followed by Bushbuck Ridge, and then Mkondo, a sub-district. But part of the message that the MSC, when she was addressing young people, was that they are to be champion and to be advocates, to advocate for the use of contraception, and also to be actually full soldiers in engaging other young people who are engaging in sexual activities, so that we fight the scourge. Because to cite an example, is that the scourge of teen pregnancy is not only in Mpumalanga. Mm. All the nine provinces are experiencing a similar challenge. As a result, if there was indeed one province that is doing well, as a province in Mpumalanga, we will actually go and benchmark to see what is it that they are doing to reduce teenage pregnancy. But MSC took this initiative to make these young people to be ambassadors in the reduction of teenage pregnancy in the province. And it will go across the entire province. Mm. Since we started Bushbuck Ridge, other sub-districts will follow suit.
So it's interesting that you keep mentioning young people, and I actually like that, because it's an issue in the community. It's not a girls' issue. Are boys being engaged in this? And, you know, what are some of the issues that have been found to be prevalent in these cases? I mean, I know in South Africa, and as you rightfully say, across all provinces, there are issues of statutory rape. There's issues of sexual coercion, or is it sexual activities amongst peers?
That's very true, Babi. You can imagine if a 10-year-old is you can't call that teenage pregnancy.
No.
For a 10-year-old, that's statutory rape. And we really call upon all sectors of society, because this issue requires multisectoral collaboration with everyone else to actually be involved in addressing this issue. Because one of the key issues that came to light is the issue of peer pressure, the now culture. You know, they want a cell phone now, they want earrings now, they want beautiful hair now, the sugar daddy thing, it's taking a toll. So
what happens to apprehend sugar daddies then, William, across the board?
So hence it requires a multisectoral collaboration. Now, with the apprehension of sugar daddy, really it is not the prerogative or the responsibility of health. What we do is we provide services as health, and we report the matter to SAPS. If families decide, no, we can't open a case because of this and that, we can't really interfere. We know these things are happening.
Yeah.
Hence, we are saying as health, this requires everybody else to take part. Everybody must be involved so that we address the scourge of teenage pregnancy.
Yeah. Well, that's where we leave it. Thank you very much. And indeed, all of us need to play our part from a health point of view with the department, as William Ndambo is the Mpumalanga Health Department Deputy Director for Women's Health. And of course, the departments that support the health department, right? I mean, if you do find a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, a 13-year-old somehow having been coerced for whatever reason it is, William pointing to issues of peer pressure, issues of wanting the latest gadget, and things of that nature. But then there's also absolute predatory behavior that happens. And so you pull in the police department, you pull in the Department of Justice, and you make sure it all is running together for a common vision.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.